Well, you're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. Let's check in with Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago, Illinois. Mark, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. Looks like it's going to be really kind of open weather for farmers to get out and get after the harvest this fall. Tell me about it from east to west, please.
Yeah, well, in the eastern belt, that is certainly the area that's been most favorable over the past week or so. And upcoming, there will be some rain shower activity, but totals do not look exceptionally high, but there will be some windows of unsettled conditions from now through the end of this week. But overall, with that, totals, we're forecasting totals in the range of about 0.3 to 1.5. Locally heavier spots here, but as we get beyond the next 5 days, it does look like the eastern belt will have another stretch of open weather. So this is really brief in duration and really confined to the next 4 to 5 days, this window of unsettled conditions. Out across the western Midwest, that area has certainly been the wet zone, and they are going to get 5 to 7 days of totally dry conditions. So ultimately that will allow for an improvement in fieldwork operations and harvest progress. And that's especially true kind of centered in Iowa, which has been hardest hit here of late. So an overall improving situation in the west. In the east, again, just a brief window here of some unsettled conditions, but that will be followed up by drier weather. And as we move through the remainder of September and begin October.
Yesterday afternoon, cool weather moved across the Midwest. Felt like fall this morning when I woke up and stepped outside. Are we going to stay that way?
Well, for this week, it will have generally seasonal temperatures here. So the ultra to even record warmth that we've seen of late certainly now has come to an end. But we do see a return of warmer than normal conditions, and that will kick in again late in the upcoming weekend and on into next week. And so with the pattern here, overall, this warm theme that we've been in for quite some time is going to continue to be with us. So, yeah, it's beginning of October. It looks like more warmth is on the way.
Let's hop across the globe just a bit. I want to start in China. They're in the midst of harvest there. What's their season looking like for bringing in the crop?
Overall, there's going to be some slowdowns in harvest progress, and particularly in northeastern areas, which will be in a wetter than normal regime coming up here. So that's certainly something to watch, but not of any major concern at the present time.
And in South America for sowing their crop.
Yeah, down across South America, overall, there are no signs of any big red flags in the pattern here. So no sign of any major weather issues evolving as we move in October. There's a few dry pockets around, but nothing that critical. Actually, one area is in Argentina, but they look to get rain here upcoming, and that should help improve soil moisture. And then across Mato Grosso, where there's now starting to plant there in west central Brazil, overall, they've gotten some rains here of late. More is on the way, and that should allow for continued timely planting.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse. He's out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.